There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernstein and Harris.
Really excited for you and Marshall together.
Middays 10 till 2.
Love Marshall, love his work, man, so I'm excited for that pairing.
In his NFL career, he's got second and goal. Down by 8 to start the fourth. Right to Kyren Williams, and he is into the end zone. A seventh straight game with a touchdown for Kyren Williams, the longest streak in the NFL.
Here we go. But this is decision time.
They clock at 5. First time they've gone for 2 this year. Fake to Williams. Toss for Robinson over the top of Stevenson. He was out of bounds.
Highlight courtesy Fox. That was the start of the fourth quarter when they had cut it down to 17-15, but not able to tie it up after the Kyren Williams touchdown. And they ran the ball effectively enough. So this Bears run defense is not last year's Bears run defense to this point through these four games. Brad Biggs of the Tribune was on with Mully and Haw this morning. So assess the validity of his theory as to why the run defense has struggled.
Their backups have not played well against the run, in my opinion. Okay. Like these guys that they're playing in waves have struggled at it. Same personnel for the most part as a year ago, same scheme. Who's out? Well, Justin Jones is out, and he kind of played the three technique for them as a guy who was probably miscast and is more of a nose tackle. So when Jones was on the field last year next to Andrew Billings, you basically had two nose guards in the middle there, and that's tough to run against. Now, they weren't getting the push in the middle, the interior pass rush that they desired. And Javon Dexter has really looked good, tied for the league lead among defensive tackles with 3 sacks. He's getting pressures. He's got win rate. You like all that. But the run defense needs to be a little bit better.
Now, that's interesting when he's talking about how they cycle through these waves of players. So that fits the scouting report that we knew about Daryl Taylor, right?
Right, we knew he was that the run wasn't his thing. He's there to get pressure on the quarterback.
And Chris Williams we thought might shore up the run. Austin Booker is another guy.
A light guy. So, yeah, it makes sense. It makes me wonder if they're going to have to do something to schematically adjust for that or if they can go get some help in midseason trade, but I think they're stuck with what they got. And I think overall it's geared back towards more teams trying to run the football. You know, the old joke was, you run to set up the pass, and it was, now you pass to set up the run. But, like, let's be honest. If you can run the football, you're going to run the football.
It also means they're susceptible to up-tempo offenses, just like the Bears were successful in doing on their terrific third-quarter drive. Might be a defining drive that they had, 12 plays, 74 yards, and 6-13. No sacks, no penalties. They ran tempo. And they realized, we like this personnel out here. We're not going to give you the time to get them out. Right. You're not going to be able to sub. And the Bears will have to figure that out if they're trying to play these, especially in warmer weather, play fresher bodies that are able to go at 100%. Just make sure your best players end up on the field at the most critical points. Because that has been, I know we were doing the group chat yesterday about was Sweat on the field game for the touchdown on that play. And I don't think he was. Studs, did you go through the film? Because I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
I have not double-checked the film. I can't right now. But I'm 99% sure he was not on the field for the touchdown.
Because that's the kind of thing you just want to be conscious of and avoid looking over and be like, oh, would have been
and when we
nice
say
to
not,
have him out there.
And just to clarify, right, when we say he's not on the field for the touchdown, he wasn't in the game in a goal-to-go situation. That's what made it so critical, because we know that's critical because now you're talking about red zone defense. And then he was back on the field for the two-point conversion attempt. So clearly he wasn't hurt or anything. He just the rotations, as we heard last year, that was just the rotations.
Yeah, that's not good enough, though.
Yeah.
Because you need to – that's like a
– first and goal in the fourth quarter, you got to have your A unit out there for all three or four downs.
Yeah, that would be like a baseball manager saying, well, I wanted to have my high-leverage relievers in this game. I just didn't.
Just didn't get them up in time.
Right.
Didn't get them warmed up.
Right. We'd be calling for a firing if that were the case. But I think an understanding of how teams do use their entire active roster on game day outside of just special teams is that we're more aware of that now. And I know Kevin Fishbane, our guy, does a great job with individual snap counts immediately after a game. He'll say who played and who didn't play and why. But it remains something to watch. If you see Daryl Taylor and Austin Booker on the field and a team is going to can or kill and check to more run plays, could end up being the case.
And like I said, it's not the end of the world because it's game four. And even though we don't want to admit it, everyone's still figuring things out. People are still getting acclimated with, you know, new guys. Not that many new guys, but some new guys. And just things change from season to season also. Someone's talent level and production level either goes up or drops off. Rarely does it stay the exact same unless the player's in their prime and they're just all pro level.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.